奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天早上用自我审查信心来做题目，跟大家来分享。
This morning I have to use the topic "Examine Your Faith" as our topic of encouragement.
我们来看一节经节，看哥林多后书十三章。
Let's turn to a verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多后书十三章，请看第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
十三章第五节，圣经说：“你们总要自己省察有信心没有，也要自己试验。岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗
？”Verse 5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?
圣经这里提醒我们要常常自己省察，到底有没有信心。
The Bible here asks us to examine ourselves often whether or not we are in the faith.
我们信仰的基础就是信心。
Our foundation, of our belief is in our faith.
为什么我们会来教会守安息日？
Why do we keep the Sabbath, in the church?
也是因着信心才做出来的。
It is because of faith that we act in this way.
如果没有信心，我们很多事情信仰上的主耶稣对我们的要求，我们都做不到的。
Without faith, a lot of requirements, that is being asked of us by Jesus Christ, those that they cannot be completed.
但是有信心呢，很多事情就做得到。
But with faith, many, of these things can be accomplished.
所以这个信心既然是基础，我们常常要自我省察，到底我的信心到什么程度。
So since the foundation of our belief is in the faith, therefore we must often examine our faith.
那我们现在教会的读经进度在读马太福音，从这个月开始。
So starting this month, our Bible study, schedule is, the book of Matthew.
那马太福音一般来说是我们信徒最熟悉的一卷书。
Normally, the book of Matthew would be, the most, familiar book to our believers.
因为我们一开始读圣经，如果先从不认识到进入圣经的时候，一定是从马太福音开始读的，很多人都是这样做的。
Because of coming from a non-believer into a believer, normally we will start the Bible reading with the book of Matthew.
其实马太福音也真的是历代基督徒以来最被人读也最熟悉的一卷书。
And in fact, that the book of Matthew is the most often read and the most familiar to the believers.
因为这卷书里面记载很多很多主耶稣基督美好的信息跟他的神迹。
For many wonderful teachings and miracles performed by Jesus Christ were recorded in this book.
那在马太福音里面，他记载主耶稣他对门徒的教导以及对门徒的提醒。
Yeah, in the book of Matthew, it includes some of the teachings from Jesus Christ to his disciples.
那主耶稣他一开始出来传福音的时候，他就选召门徒来跟随他。
When Jesus Christ came out to preach.He called for disciples to follow him.
在马太福音里面，因为他要记载主耶稣基督，他是旧约圣经预言的弥赛亚基督呢，他特别很有次序的把主耶稣的整个生平、他的出生都一一介绍。
In order to prove that Jesus Christ is the Messiah prophesied in the Old Testament, the book of Matthew took time to introduce Jesus and his lineage.
特别是主耶稣他的出生以及他的童年这一段呢，是其他的福音书所没有记载的。
Especially the childhood and the upbringing of Jesus Christ was more extensively recorded.In this book, compared to other gospels.
然后之后呢，主耶稣他经过试探，他胜过试探以后，他就开始出来传福音了。
So after Jesus Christ overcome the temptation, he began his ministry.
然后看马太福音第四章的第十七节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
主耶稣出来传福音的时候，他一开始的宣告是：天国近了，你们应当悔改。
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
天国的宣告，这是主耶稣基督他的信息的重点。他强调天国。
The proclamation of the kingdom of heaven is the focus of Jesus Christ's message.
这也就是 马太福音特别强调的重点，他在讲他特别在注重有关于天国的比喻、天国的信息，以及天国降临的时候，在天国里的人应该怎么生活。
And it is also the focus of the book of Matthew. It talks extensively about the parables regarding kingdom of heaven. How should the inhabitants of this kingdom act?
那主耶稣他宣告完之后，人家接下去马太福音第四章就开始写主耶稣选召门徒来跟从他。
So starting from chapter 4 of Matthew, it records how Jesus Christ called for his disciples.
那当时候这些被主耶稣呼召的人呢、啊，也都很有信心的，就撇下所有的跟从耶稣了。
Those who followed Jesus Christ had great faith. They left whatever they were doing to follow him.
然后到了第五章之后，我们就看到所谓的登山宝训啊，这个就是我们很熟悉的八福。以及耶稣告诉我们应该要怎么样超越律法过生活，都在这个第五章跟第七章里面描述出来。
So within chapter 5 and chapter 7, it includes the famous sermon on the mount, the beatitudes, and how should a believer live beyond the restriction of law.
那因为这马太福音它的记载方式不是按照时间次序写的。
For the record of Matthew is not chronological.
所以马太福音第五章这个登山宝训不是耶稣主耶稣一出来讲道理的时候就开始讲的。
So the Sermon on the Mount was not preached right after Jesus Christ began his ministry.
因为马太福音的作者他这个马太呢，他在写这个福音书的时候，他是有计划的要来表达主耶稣就是那个预言当中的弥赛亚。
For the planning of this gospel is to prove that Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
所以他的重点是他有段落性，他特别把它组织起来，要表达一个信息。
So he had restructured his book to support this message.
所以你看到说他把很多的道理都放在一起。
So he had consolidated many of the teachings together.
所以五章到七章这所谓的登山宝训这一段信息呢，是主耶稣其实在他传福音的中期的时候，应该是他第二年的时候所写出来的，所讲出来的。
So therefore, the records from chapter 5 to chapter 7, these words spoken by Jesus Christ was towards the middle of his ministry.
那所以当时候其实门徒已经跟着主耶稣到处去传福音，然后看到主耶稣行过很多的神迹。
So at this time, the disciples had already followed Jesus for a period of time and have seen many miracles.
那在马太福音里面特别记载过五次，主耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们是小信的人。”
So within chapter 5, there are 5 times where Jesus told his disciple that you are men of little faith.
你们是小信，意思是说你们没有信心。他都是对跟随耶稣人说的。
In other words, you are faithless, and these words are spoken to those who have followed him.
那我们现在来看主耶稣对他门徒的提醒。我们看马太福音第六章。
So let's study Matthew chapter 6, some of the reminders of Jesus.
马太福音第六章的第30节。
Chapter 6, verse 30.
30节。说你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Verse 30. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith?
我们要从主耶稣对门徒的提醒来检查我们自己的信心，我们到底是不是有信心？会不会被主耶稣说你也是小信的人？
So through the warning of Jesus to his disciple, we can use them to examine ourselves whether or not we too are men of little faith.
因为我们今天在座大部分的都是受洗进入教会跟随主耶稣基督的门徒。
So here's sitting in the chapel. Most of us have been baptized and been in the church for a period of time.
那主耶稣这句话在马太福音26章30节对我们是一个很重要的提醒。
So this verse in chapter 6 verse 30 serves as an important reminder.
这一段圣经在讲不要为生活忧虑。
This period of this portion of message teaches us not to worry for our living.
主耶稣他在34节的重点提到说不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
So the focus concluded in the chapter verse 34 says, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things."
那表示说，当时候的门徒他们对他们的生活也是会忧虑的。
So that this implies that the disciples at the time they worried for their living.
因为讲到生活，很多人就会。 提到要吃什么、喝什么、穿什么、住在哪里。
So when we talk about our lives, oftentimes we talk about the topics regarding what to eat, what to wear, where to live.
那不管是吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，其实重点都是要让我们的寿数能够长寿一点。我们总是关心我们的生活啊，能够过得比较好。
So whether it be topics on food or clothing or live, the focus is so that we may live longer and have a higher standard of living.
那在三十节这里主耶稣特别提到说，哎，你们这小信的人，你想想野地的花，野地的草。
But here Jesus remind them that they are of little faith and remind them of the grass in the field.
他说，野地的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，但是神还是给他这么装，给他这样的装饰。 还是这么美丽，为什么？
So the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow will be thrown into the oven. But why do God so clothe the grass?
表示说神的爱会临到，神会照顾的。So
it implies that the grace of God shall come upon us.
他说你们比草更贵重，但是何况你们呢？一定那。 既然神都会照顾这些野地的花了，那怎么不会照顾你们呢？
So if God takes such good care of the grass, how much more will God take care of us, which is more precious?
所以主耶稣他这里这句话提醒我们，我们今天会不会对我们的生活忧虑呢？
So this portion of the message reminds us whether or not we worry for our living.
我们会不会觉得说，我今天把时间花来敬拜神，来追求信仰？ 会对我的生活有影响，让我生活变贫穷了呢？
Do we feel that coming to worship God on the Sabbath day would have a negative effect on the standard of our living?
其实我们大部分的信徒生活不会有缺乏的。
In fact, for most of us, we do not lack anything.
也就是说，不会因为我们把时间花在主耶稣身上，我们的生活就变贫穷，我们的收入被减少。
In other words, by coming to worship on the Sabbath day, our salary or our standard of living would not deteriorate.
那没有信心、没有信小信的人的表现，其实是他为了要让他的钱财更多。
So the man of little faith, in order to have more wealth,
也就是说，他要利用敬拜神的时间去赚取更多财富，让他自己觉得自己更有保障。
That they utilize the time to worship God to earn more wealth and financial security.
那其实就是第二十四节那里所说的，我们一个人到底是侍奉主呢，还是侍奉马门呢？
And so this is consistent with what's being said in verse 24. Do we serve God or serve Mammon?
小弟上个月到阿根廷去协助那里的圣工啊。
So last month I went to Argentina to support the holy work there.
每次到那里去有一个感受。
Every time I go there, I have this feeling.
因为其实信徒他们并不是缺乏，他们并生活并没有缺欠，没有说贫穷。
In fact, the believers there are not really lacking anything or are living in poverty.
当然小弟去的地方有限了，但是至少目前我所到过的地方，那个那里的教会是我们信徒当中做老板最多、比例最高的。So
of course, the areas in which I had the opportunity to visit are limited, but from what I've seen, the area that I visited includes most business owners.
那基本上他们90%人都是当老板的啊。So
90% of these believers are owners of their own business.
他们都是开店的。They
all are open stores.
那其实每个人的生活都过得很好。And
in fact, all of them enjoys a good living.
但是在安息日的时候，因为生意好，所以店就关不起来。
But because the business was good on the Sabbath day, they could not close their shop.
那所以呢，安息日聚会的时候，人总是不多了，特别是早上的时候。
So especially in the Sabbath morning service, there weren't too many people.
那下午的人数比较多。
The members in the afternoon, members who show up in the afternoon.
但下午人数多以后，下午聚会完一结束之后，大家都跑光了。
But even though the members were were many in number in the afternoon. Right after the service, they go home.
因为他们是利用关店休息的这个空档来聚会。
Because they utilize the break for their shop to come to service, and right after the break, they will need to go back and continue running the shops.
他们其实有这个心已经不错，他们会利用空档来聚会，我们就觉得很欣慰了。
In fact, having the heart to use the break period to come to service, that itself is already admirable.
但是其实还有更多人是。 连甚至想要用空档来聚会的时间都没有，都不想。
But there are others who do not even think about coming to service during the break time.
那其实他们的生活没有缺，但是只是为了要多赚一些钱而已。
So in fact, they do not lack anything in their life. They merely want to earn more.
这按主耶稣来看，这个叫做小信。
So to Jesus Christ, this is a little faith.
今天如果我们相信主耶稣的应许。
Today, if we believe in the promise of Jesus,
看到主耶稣他这里告诉我们这个信息,
and have read the message here from Jesus,
第31节说, 所以不要忧虑说, 要吃什么, 喝什么, 穿什么。
Verse 31, therefore do not worry, saying what shall we eat or what shall we drink.
32节说, 这都是外邦人所求的, 你们所需用的, 这一切东西, 你们的天父是知道的。
For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
主耶稣给我们的教导就是要先求神的国、神的义，然后这些东西都要加给你们的。
So the teaching of Jesus is seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
我们今天如果把神的事情放在我们生活当中的第一顺位。
Today, if we place matters of Jesus, of God, as our first priority, then we can live a life without worry. Truly, this is the promise of
Jesus.
We have many members who had experienced such grace.
其实你看主耶稣要给我们最好的，但是我们人往往不愿意去领取最好的。
In fact, Jesus wants to give what is best for us, but oftentimes we refuse to accept.
这个关键点就是因为没有信心。So
the key is that we don't have enough faith.
所以我们自我检查，我们会不会对我们的生活忧虑，会不会忧虑未来的事？
So we examine for ourselves, do we worry for our daily living? Do we worry for the future?
我们的学生很容易会忧虑，我将来以后要去哪里工作，找什么工作。
The students will often worry about what career and where they will be working.
我们未婚的青年会忧虑说我将来要结婚的对象是谁，配偶是谁。
Our single members will worry about who their other half would be.
你看我们已经结婚的，有家庭的，我们会忧虑我们的孩子。
Those who have been married, they will worry about their children.
我们在工作人很可能会忧虑我们的生活，我们的职业会不会被lay off，我们会不会失业。
Those who are working worry about whether or not they will be laid off and careerless.
年老的人有时候就忧虑我会不会生病，我说生病的时候怎么办，我没有保险怎么办。
Those who are elderly worry about whether or not they will get sick and do they have enough insurance.
真的，我们如果按照世人的方式，我们有很多东西可以忧虑的啦。
In fact, if we follow the ways of the Gentiles, there are too many things that to worry about.
但是主耶稣他这里给我们一个很大的应许，他说在耶稣基督里面，如果我们对他有信心，可以不用忧虑明天。But
Jesus Christ here gave us a very wonderful promise that if we have faith in Him, then we can afford to not worry about tomorrow.
我们只要把我们这一天主耶稣交到我们所当做的，我们去做了。 我们可以很放松的把这一切交给耶稣基督。
As long as we have completed the task in which to be completed for today, then we can gladly and safely give everything else unto God.
当时候，你看，主耶稣是对他的门徒说：“你们这些小信的人。”
So at the time, these words were spoken to his disciples.
当时候，彼得他都在场听啊。And
at the time, Peter was there.
哦，然后之后呢，彼得他老的时候，他就这样讲了。
So after after Peter was elderly, this is what he said.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
第七节。
Chapter 5 verse 7.
五章七节，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
我们就看到。 彼得他现在他信心真的长大了，他到年老的时候，他就发现主耶稣的应许每一句都是真的。
So we see the faith of Peter had truly grown, and he recognized that every word, every promise spoken by Jesus is true.
他到老的时候，他其实面对即将面对很残酷的逼迫的。
When he was old, he was about to face the most severe persecution.
可是他的信里面，我们看到他真的是很平安，他觉得真的不需要忧虑，他勉励这些新一代的人说。把一切的忧虑统统卸给神吧。
But within his heart, he was really peaceful, and he even encouraged the next generation to give their cares unto God.
他说：“神顾念你们。
”For God cares for them.
他因为他已经经历了神的慈爱、神的怜悯。
For he had already experienced the mercy and the grace of God.
这个就是我们自我检讨的第一项，我们会不会对生活忧虑
？So this is first in our examination.Of faith, whether or not we worry about our life.
这是有关我们的日常生活的。
This is in regards to our daily life.
那我们再来看第二点，看第八章马太福音第八章。
So let's study the second point, Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音第八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
我们现在请看第二十六节。
Chapter 8 verse 26.
八章二十六节，耶稣说：“你们这小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？”于是起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。
Verse 26, but he said to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and they were a great calm.
这件事情是记载主耶稣跟门徒在船上，他们要坐船过那个加利利海。
This incident happened when Jesus Christ was on a ship along with his disciples crossing the Sea of Galilee.
然后，这个在海上的时候起了暴风。
So upon the traveling on the sea, there was a storm.
第二十四节是说主耶稣在船上睡着了。
Verse 24 records that Jesus Christ was asleep.
可是那个时候是船被波浪掩盖啊，所以基本上已经快要沉下去了。
But at the time, the waves almost are about to sink the ship.
然后门徒很紧张，就叫醒他说：“主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。”
And the disciples were worried, so they woke Jesus up.
然后主耶稣起来以后，就跟他们说：“你们这小信的人，为什么胆怯呢？”
So after Jesus got up, he said, "Why are you fearful, or you men of little faith?"
从这一件信息，主耶稣对门徒所说的“你们小信的人”呢，我们想一个问题。
So from this incident, let's think about one question.
我们知道，我们今天人生在世，一定会遇到很多波浪。
We know that in our lives on earth, we will encounter many waves.
那我们相信主耶稣会带给我们没有忧虑的生活。
But we believe that Jesus Christ will grant us a life without worry.
但是我们会不会害怕我们平静的生活里面起的波浪呢？
But so are we afraid that our peaceful life would start there would be a storm in our peaceful life?
当我们遇到一些事件出现在我们生活当中，一些不平静的事情的时候，我们会不会对主耶稣失落信心
？When we encounter unpeaceful events within our lives, do we lose our faith to God?
那我们的反应会不会？被主耶稣说：“哎，你们这小信的人。”
And our reaction to these unpeaceful events, will our reaction be considered as little faith?
从这个事件，我们其实看到一个事实。
So from this event, we can see a truth.
主耶稣在船上，门徒一样碰到暴风雨。
Even if Jesus Christ is on the ship, the disciples will still encounter a storm.
所以暴风这件事情是。正常的，不管主耶稣有没有在船上，他们都会碰到嘛。
So whether there be a storm or not is normal. Whether Jesus Christ is on the ship or not.
所以其实今天我们人生，我们今天信主耶稣以后，我们的生活还是会遇到很多波浪的。
So today, even if we believe in Jesus Christ, our life too still will encounter storms.
世人会遇到的，我们也会遇到。
Whatever the people of the world will encounter, we too will meet.
但是我们跟其他不信的人差别在哪里
？So what is the difference between us and those who do not believe？
哎，当一个人遇到风浪的时候，有时候你看 有时候就看出一个人的修养跟一个人的定力在哪里的。
So once amidst trials and storms, we can see we can see how composed a person can be. 哦，
因为比如说今天在很平静的时候，每个人看起来都很好了。
Because during a peaceful time, everybody would look calm.
就好像夫妻这个真实的爱情在哪里出现呢？
So between a husband and wife, when does the true love occur?
那个婚姻有没有稳固，在什么时候可以看出来？
Whether a marriage is firm, when can we detect that?
你就生活都很好，每个人都很健康啊，都很愉快，很 happy 啊。
If our lives are good and everybody is healthy, then we are of course happy.
但是如果碰到一些冲突的，意见不一样的时候，怎么办？
But if we encounter conflicts and conflicting opinions, then what do we do?
或碰到一些患难，那意见不同的时候，是怎么沟通、怎么处理的
？Or encountered trials and we have conflicting opinions in how to resolve it. How do we manage it?
你看，稳固的婚姻就是碰到这个风浪来的时候，一定不会说啊，有时候你外邦人碰到不和，离婚算了。
So a stable marriage would not like those a marriage of a Gentile. When we encounter trials or difficulties, we just simply divorce.
碰到不满意的事情就发怒。
And if we if there are something that does not suit our heart, then we become angry.
但是就是你看这个婚姻的稳固，就是碰到有冲突的时候，知道怎么靠主耶稣基督的话语、靠真理来解决。
So a stable marriage will rely on the words of God to resolve their current situation.
会敬畏神，会知道说这个婚姻是神的祝福，所以即使有吵架，也会互相沟通，然后能够互相的了解，然后去面对解决这个问题。
They will respect that the dear marriage is the grace of God, and they will try to resolve the issue by communicating to one another.
一样，我们的生活，我们到底对耶稣有没有信心？其实就是看我们遇到患难的时候，我们是抱什么样的态度，对主耶稣是存什么样的心。
So in the same way, today, when we encounter these storms, it is the time when we can detect how firm and how strong our faith is.
对门徒来说，你看主耶稣在他们的船上。但是在混乱当中，主耶稣睡着了。
So to the disciples, Jesus was on the ship with them, but Jesus had fallen asleep.
好像主耶稣并没有很着急，就是至少这件事情看来我们不是很容易明白，因为在这种风浪很大，而且波浪掩盖的船，但是主耶稣还可以睡得着，他好像都没有被影响的时候，诶，这个就是很跟门徒很不一样的表现了。
So the action displayed by Jesus Christ by falling asleep within a boat that is about to overturn, this to us is difficult to understand.
我们就看到说什么叫做平稳安静。
So we can see what it means to be calm and to be in peace.
主耶稣很平稳很安静啊。
Jesus Christ was very calm and peaceful.
他不会担心说船沉下去吗？
He does not worry about the ship sinking.
还有平安可以睡着，但是一方面表示说主耶稣真的很累了。
So on one other hand, it could mean that Jesus Christ was quite tired.
那可是你看到我们的这些门徒啊，他们就不一样了，他们表现完全不同了。
But the disciples had displayed very differently.
他们很着急，很慌乱。
They were worried and they do not know what to do.
但是他看到主耶稣在睡的时候，他们是觉得说，主耶稣你怎么没有关心我们？你怎么还睡得着
？And when they saw that Jesus Christ was sleeping, they were perhaps asking themselves, how can Jesus fall asleep?
但这个时候，他们忘记说主耶稣在船上，如果船沉了。船沉下去了，主耶稣也跟他们在一起啊。
So, but they forgot that if the boat were to sink, then Jesus Christ would sink with them.
当然，在这个情况下，他们赶快把主耶稣叫起来。
But amidst this situation, they had awoken Jesus.
那他们在胆怯，所以你看主耶稣一起来的时候，就跟马上跟他们说：“哎，你们这小心的人，为什么胆怯？为什么害怕呢？”
And they were afraid. That is why when Jesus woke up, he said to them, "Why are you fearful?"
那他们害怕是因为没有信心。
They were afraid because they did not have faith.
所以你看那个在马太福音、马可福音跟路加福音呢，这三卷福音书都有记载这件事情。
So we can see in the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all three gospel books had recorded this incident.
在马可福音第四章，主耶稣起来以后，跟他们说：“哎，你们还没有信心吗？”
So in Mark chapter 4, when Jesus had woken up, he said to them, "Do you yet not have faith?"
路加福音第八章，主耶稣跟他们说：“说你们的信心在哪里呢？”
Luke chapter 8.When it records this incident, Jesus said to them, where is your faith?
所以其实这里所谓的小信就是基本上他们是没有信心。
So it is not of little faith. In fact, they are faithless.
他们当时候忘记了主是跟他们同在船上的。
They have forgotten that the Lord was with them on the ship.
所以当我们面对这个风浪的时候，在生活当中遇到一些不平安的事情，
So when we encounter storms or waves in within our life,
其实这个就在检查我们到底有没有信，我们的反应是什么，就看到我们的信心在哪里了。
Depending on what our reaction is, we can see where is our faith.
我们会不会害怕说主啊，你都不管我们，你让我们沉下去，我们已经快要没命了、啊。
Are we afraid that we are about to sink and we are about to lose our life?
还是我们会看到说主耶稣就在我们的船上跟我们在一起？主耶稣都很平安，我们可以也可以很平安。
Or do we see that Jesus Christ is with us on the ship, and since He is peaceful, we too can receive peace.
我们要真的认识主耶稣基督，他是跟我们在一起的。
We must truly recognize that Jesus Christ abides with us.
我们当然那个时候在马太福音第八章所记载这件事情的时候，门徒对主耶稣基督真的还不是很清楚，不是很认识。
In fact, During the time recorded in Matthew chapter 8, the disciples had not yet truly recognized Jesus.
因为第二十七节，我们看到说众人稀奇说，诶，这是怎样的人？他说连风和海都听从他了。
Because in verse 27, it records, so the men marvel, saying, "Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him?"
他们还没有真的认识跟他们同在的这个主，这个耶稣基督啊。
They have not yet.
天地的主宰。
They have not yet.Come to truly know Jesus Christ, who has power over sea and the wind.
所以今天如果我们真的认识我们所敬拜的这位耶稣基督，
So today, if we truly recognize who Jesus Christ is,
我们相信主耶稣的慈爱跟他的权柄，
and we believe in His authority and His mercy.
我们今天面对生活上的风浪的时候，我们可以很放心，不用胆怯。
Today, when we encounter the storms in our life, then we can be at peace and no need to afraid.
我们可以很放心的凡事记得祷告、祈求、感谢，把我们所有的告诉神。
And we do not need to worry, but instead give all our supplications to God in our prayer.
有主与我们同在，我们一样可以得到安息。
As long as we have the abidance of God, we too can receive peace.
所以主耶稣他应许门徒说：“劳苦担重担的到我这里来啊。”
So that's therefore Jesus said, "Those who are weary, come to me."
但是有时候我们已经在主耶稣那里的，但是我们还是会害怕。
In fact, we should be there with Jesus Christ, but yet we still are afraid.
你看马太福音第十一章二十八节，我们都很熟悉的。
So Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
那看，但是就门徒来说，他们当时候是主耶稣跟他们在船上呢。
But at that time, Jesus Christ was with them on the ship.
可是他们还是没有办法得到安息啊。
But they could not receive rest.
他当时候还是害怕。
They were still afraid.
所以他们害怕是为什么？因为主耶稣说：“你们是小信的人。”
So why were they afraid? It was because of what Jesus said that you are of little faith.
因此今天我们是要抱着信心到主耶稣的跟前才真的有效。
So we must bring our faith in front of God, and that would, and only that way can we be truly effective.
我们要相信主与我们同在，在我们的家里，在我们在跟我们同住。
We must truly believe that Jesus Christ abides with us in our family, in our house.
我们如果对主有信心，我们相信主一定会看顾。
If we have faith in God, then we believe that God for sure will watch over us.
他要带领我们度过一切的风浪。
He shall safeguard us through all of the storms.
我们在主里面一定可以得平安。
And within Christ, we surely can receive rest.
而且这个风浪，你看，就当时来说，还是一定是神允许发生的。
And the storm that had occurred for sure, was under the control of God.
那面对风浪，我们如果对主有信心，我们怎么办？
So when we have faith, what do we do in the midst of storm?
看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Book of Philippians chapter.
我们就只用祷告的方式。
Chapter 4, we use our prayer.
看腓立比书四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
腓立比书四章六节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。第七节，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Verse 6, be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ.
所以你看今天我们不用害怕我们生活上会遇到一些波浪。
So today do not be afraid that we will encounter storms and waves.
我们相信主的应许。
We believe in the promise of God.
我们只要凡事借着祷告跟主耶稣祈求，我们相信他赐给我们意外的平安。
But in prayer and supplication, we give our requests in thanksgiving to God, and we shall receive peace that is beyond understanding.
当这个风浪过去的时候，我们都知道这是神的，这是出于主耶稣的恩典，是神的看顾。
When the storm had come, that we know that it is due to the grace of and the care of God.
你看，在马太福音第八章刚才所看的那一件事情啊，其实有其他的船跟他们一起同行，要过那个海。
When we read Matthew chapter 8, in fact, there were other ships about to cross the Sea of Galilee.
那暴风起来的时候，是很这个当时在海上所有的船都碰到的，每一只船都遇到同样的。
So every boat on the sea had encountered the storm.
那我们看到是主耶稣起来，斥责风和海，那风浪就平静了吗？
So do we see that once Jesus stood up and rebuked the wind and the sea, and they become calm?
跟随耶稣人知道那个风浪平静是为什么？是怎么平静的？他们很清楚。
Those who were with Jesus know exactly how the storm was calmed.
这是出于主耶稣基督的怜悯，主耶稣的权柄，所以是主叫风浪平静的。
So it is due to the authority of Jesus Christ. It is because Jesus Christ asked the winds and the sea to calm.
但是你想，那跟他们同行其他的船，他们基本上不知道门徒这条船所发生的事情吗？
But the people that are on other ships, they do not know what had happened on the ship with Jesus.
但是他们就会发现说，奇怪，这个风本来暴风来了，现在突然之间平静了。他们说，这个就自然现象了，这个就是刚好，不知道，反正事情就这样发生，他们也不知道原因为什么。
And so those people that are on the ship not together with Jesus, they will say that this is a coincidence. It just so happened that the storm had come.
所以其实有信神跟没有信神，对这个风浪的起跟风浪的平，我们都知道原因在哪里。
So for those who believe in God, we know how the storm had occurred and how it was calmed.
但是对不认识神、不相信神的人来说，他们这个叫做现象，这个叫运气不好。不然就说我们真的是运气很好，所以我们就平安了。
But for those that do not believe in God, they will say that this is good luck or this is bad luck.
那其实这个不是所谓的运气好不好的问题。
But it is not a matter of luck.
我们今天所遇到的每一件事情，我们都把它归给主耶稣基督。
Today, whatever we encounter, we give unto Jesus Christ.
碰到风浪，我们知道这是主耶稣要考验我们。
When we encounter storm, we know that Jesus is putting us through trial.
我们靠着祷告，然后增加我们的信心，然后相信主耶稣的应许，风浪平静，我们知道这是要主耶稣的恩典。
So after a prayer through our faith, and when the storm was calm, we know that this is the grace of God.
所以不管好或坏，我们都知道这个都有神的美意在里面。
So whether it be good or bad, we know that it has a beautiful intentions.
所以我们的生活呢，一定是时常都跟信仰连在一起，所以我们的信仰其实在我们的生活当中呈现出来的。
So that in this way our faith can be connected with our lives and our faith can be displayed within our lives.
这是第二项，我们自我检查，遇到生活上不平安有风浪的时候，我们的信心在哪里？我们有信心吗？
So this is our second lesson. Amidst of storms, where can we find our faith? Are we truly faithful?
我们看第再看完马太福音第十四章。
Let's turn back to Matthew. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音十四章。
Matthew chapter 14.
我们来看第二马太福音第十四章。我们请看第三十一节
，Chapter 14, verse 31。
十四章三十一节，耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说：“你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢
？”Verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?"
这件事情是主耶稣走海面要去跟门徒会合。
This is the event when Jesus was walking on the sea to meet his disciples.
门徒坐船，他们在海上摇橹很苦。他们坐在船上摇桨，要到对岸去。他们摇得很辛苦，因为风浪大。
So on the sea, the disciples were rowing to get to the other side of the sea on their boats, and it was difficult for they were against the wind.
第二十四节、二十五节，夜里四更天的时候，主耶稣走在海面上，要往门徒那里去了。
The fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea.
然后你看那时候门徒喊叫起来，惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，害怕。
So the disciples saw him and cried, "It's a ghost."
然后二十四节，主耶稣对他们说：“不要，你们放心，是我，不要害怕。”
But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer; it is I. Do not be afraid."
二十八节，彼得就说：“主啊，如果是你的话，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。”
So Peter in verse 28 answered, saying to the Lord, "If it is you, command me to come to you on the water."
然后二十九节，主耶稣说：“你来吧。”彼得就从船上下去。在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去了。
So in verse 29, he said, "Come," and when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water.
好，然后第三十节，只因为见风浪甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说：“主啊，救我！”
But Peter saw that the wind was boisterous. He was afraid and beginning to sink.
那当彼得喊说主啊救我的时候，主耶稣就赶快拉他起来了。
So when Peter cried out, "Lord, save me," Jesus stretched out his hand to save him.
然后主耶稣跟他说：“你这个小信的人。”
And Jesus said to him, "Oh, you of little faith."
那为什么变成小信？因为疑惑。
Why is he now of little faith? Because he doubted.
那为什么彼得会疑惑
？But why did Peter doubt it?
彼得一开始的时候其实也是很有信心，不是吗
？In the beginning, Peter too was faithful.
你看他看到主耶稣走海面啊
，He saw that Jesus walked on water.
他是为了要验证说主啊，如果真的是你，不是鬼怪的话，你让我也可以跟你一样走海面。
So in order to prove that it is Jesus and not some ghost, he requested to walk on water.
做门徒当中就只有彼得他敢这样问啊。
Among all of this, the disciples, only Peter dared to ask this way.
当主耶稣跟他说你来的时候，彼得就真的下去了。
When Jesus asked him to come, then Peter really went down.
我们今天想一想，自我想想，如果主耶稣跟我这样讲，你敢下去吗
？So today, let us think about it. If Jesus, this is what Jesus had told us, do we dare to go down?
有几个真的敢跨出那一步，从船上走到水面上去？
How many of us can truly step stride out to walk on water?
你看这一步，这叫信心的一大步。
So this is a great leap of faith.
当时候彼得他非常有信心的。
At the time, Peter was faithful.
那可是走得好好的，后来他说看到周围的风浪很大的时候，他就害怕起来。
But as he walked, he saw the storm around him, and he began to afraid.
当他害怕以后，他就沉下去了。
And once he was afraid, he sank.
然后主耶稣就跟他说：“你小信。”
And Jesus told him that you are of little faith.
那所以从这里我们看到，你看今天我们要自我检查。
So today we need to examine ourselves.
当我们一开始来信主的时候，我们应该都是有信心的人。
When we first came to believe, we should be faithful.
当然，这个如果是我们是第二代、第三代的信徒，因为我们没有这个机会。如果是我们是第一代的信徒，我们当时候下定决心要跟随耶稣，一定是有信心的。
If we were the second or the third generation, perhaps we do not have this opportunity. But if you are the first generation, then in the beginning, you surely had faith.
通常一开始的信心都是最单纯的，而且也是最强烈的。
Normally, the faith in the beginning is the purest and is the strongest.
至少我们在受洗的时候，我们一定会被提醒，这一次洗礼走下去就是不归路。洗礼之后跟随耶稣就不再回头了。
Unless, at least during our baptism, we will be told that once you go down to be baptized, there is no way back.
我们要一生跟随耶稣基督。
We must follow Jesus Christ all.
要走到我们人生的最尽头。都不能够后悔。
And to continue on to our last days without regret.
其实我们也不会后悔，我们一定会越走越高兴的。
But in fact, there is no way for us to be regretful because the sweeter our journey will be.
其实也就是说，我们今天一开始的时候，我们每个人基本上都对主有信心，才会愿意接受洗礼，才会跟随耶稣做门徒。
So in essence, in the beginning, all of us have.Faith, because we were willing to follow Jesus Christ.
就像彼得，他也是盯着耶稣，主耶稣说你来，他就去，这个就是信心。
Just like Peter, when Jesus said to him, "Come," then Peter went down. This in itself is faith.
他的信心是基于主耶稣的应许。
His faith was built upon the promise of Jesus.
那所以你看，彼得他本来走得好好的。
So originally Peter was walking on water.
可是当他开始注意到他的周围环境，这个风浪很大的时候，他的心里面开始害怕，开始疑惑了。
But when he start to see his surroundings, he began to doubt.
因此，你看，今天我们的信仰，有时候我们会发现，我们也会有那个信心低落，变成小信的时候。
So in our walks of faith, sometimes we will discover that it is a low point of our faith as well.
我们什么时候会失落信心？
When do we lose our faith?
就是当我们注意我们周遭的这些人的时候。
It is when we start to look at the people around us.
我们如果一直盯着主耶稣，就是只见耶稣，我们的信心不会失落。
If we only fix our gaze upon Jesus, then we will not lose our faith.
但是当我们把我们的眼光从主耶稣身上移到这些弟兄姐妹的身上，在我们的周围，我们现在所处的这些弟兄姐妹，我们所生活的环境里面。有时候我们可能就开始疑惑了。
But when we remove our eyesight to the members around us and what they are experiencing in their lives, then perhaps we will begin to lose our faith.
我们会发现一个事实，就是我们在周遭的弟兄姐妹们，不是每个人都信心很好，不是每个人表现都会符合我们的期待。
We will discover a truth that not all of the members around us perform in a way that meets our expectation.
有时候我们甚至发现说，哎，奇怪了，我们的信徒怎么表现好像还比没有信的还惨，还糟糕。
So we will discover sometimes that perhaps some of our members perform in a way that that's even worse than Gentiles.
那有时候我们看到说，哎，教会里面的一些事情，我们好像觉得说我不满意，怎么会这样子？
And oftentimes we are discontent or dissatisfied in the operation or some of the things that happen in church.
当我们一直在很注意这些周遭的环境的时候，这个是其实就是我们的环境里面起了风浪甚大。
And if we began to focus on these surroundings, and in fact, it is when a storm had began around us.
也就是这个时候，我们就会沉下去，我们的信心就会失落。
And it is at this time that our faith will begin to sink.
我们要了解我们的信仰是建立在主耶稣基督身上的。
We must recognize that our faith is established upon Jesus Christ.
因为真的，我们弟兄姐妹大家是互相扶持，在奔跑这个天国路。
For the brothers and sisters support each other to walk on this journey.
教会是弟兄姐妹所组成的这个群体。
The church is composed by all of the brothers and sisters.
教会为了要让弟兄姐妹都能够在信仰上可以建立，要有一些事情，要有一些行政的作为。
In order so to establish the faith of the members, there are some administration issues that needs to be.
就是要安排各种活动，各种的讲习会，各种可能教会里面有很多的行政工作。
That is to organize or plan various seminars or activities.
那所以其实当然教会里面我们发现有一些缺点，你会发现说，哎，好像不应该这样，也不应该那样。
Of course, we can find blemishes within the church, things that shouldn't be operating in such a way.
但其实这个是很正常，在一个组织里面，他在运作的时候，这个每一个人他的处理方式可能不见得是会很完美。
But in fact, this is only normal for different people have different ways of operating.
但是这个并不会影响这个教会这一群人是主耶稣宝血所救赎的，是独一神的选民。
But such matters will not affect the fact that these group of people are chosen by God and is the only church of salvation.
所以如果我们今天我们的信仰真的是盯着主耶稣看。
So today, if our faith is truly fixed upon Jesus Christ,
知道我们现在是跟随耶稣
and recognize that we now are following Jesus,
那我们就不会去注意这个周围的风浪的问题了，我们周遭的这些人了。
Then we won't look at the people around us.
我们一直会发现我们可以很超越。
That we can find ourselves to able to transcend.
你现在当时候彼得有信心的时候，他真的很超越，他可以走在水面上。
So when Peter was faithful, he could transcend. He could walk on water.
从圣经看来，我们现在看到，就两个人曾经走在水面上，就是主耶稣跟彼得。
So up to this point, only two people were able to walk on water. That they are Jesus and Peter.
他真的，你看，他真的很有信心的。
He was truly faithful.
很超越的。
And he transcended.
很特殊。
He was special.
那，但是疑惑以后，哎，就掉下去。
But once he began to doubt, he sank.
我们今天信主，我们其实也是很特殊的人。
Today, when we who believe in Jesus Christ, we too are special.
因着主耶稣的应许，我们可以很超越的。
According to the promise of God, we too can transcend.
别人在忧虑的时候，我们可以不要忧虑。
When other people are worrying, we do not need to worry.
众人在遇到这些风浪，在害怕的时候，我们可以不用害怕。
When other people are afraid in a storm, we do not need to be afraid.
但是如果我们疑惑，我们就失落这个超越性，我们就掉下去了。
But if we doubt, then we can no longer transcend, and we will sink.
所以我们要了解，今天有时候看我们周遭的环境，看我们的那个所碰到的风浪啊，会让我们产生疑惑。我们一定要把我们的眼光转移回来，定睛往耶稣。
So today, if we look at our surroundings on the storm around us, then we will begin to doubt, and we must return our eyesight to Jesus Christ.
我们要相信主的应许。
We need to believe in the promise of God.
我们如果能够紧紧抓住耶稣了，
if we can
跟随耶稣啊，
hold on to Jesus Christ, and
我们一定可以走到得救地步的。
Then for sure, we can walk towards salvation.
你看，我们绝对不是那个会掉下去的人。
And we won't become the one who sink.
我们来看希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第十章我们请看第三十节。
Hebrews chapter
三十九节，对不起。
Chapter 10 verse 39.
三十九节。
39.
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
39, but we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul.
你看，我们今天跟随耶稣，我们目标就是要我们的灵魂可以得救。
So we follow Jesus Christ for the purpose so that our souls may be saved.
要怎么样呢？就是要靠着信心。
And how can we accomplish this?
我们不是那个会疑惑沉沦的人。
It's through faith. We are not those who doubt and sink.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们。
So may Jesus guide us.
今天早上我们所看的这三点。
So, this morning we have examined three points.
我们会不会忧虑？
Do we worry?
我们会不会害怕？
Are we afraid?
我们会不会疑惑？
And do we doubt?
如果我们今天看到主耶稣给我们的提醒。
Today, if we see are reminded by Jesus.
我们绝对不会变成那个小信的。
Then we will not become one of little faith.
反而是很有信心，以致灵魂可以得救的人。
But instead, the one who is faithful and until salvation.
愿主耶稣带领我们来唱诗145首。
May Jesus Christ lead us. Let us sing hymn number one.
145.
145.